Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. First of all, let me thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. And I want to thank all of you for emailing me and what you've shared about me finally sharing my own healing journey. And so I hope that you're hearing some things that will inspire you to not give up hope, to make sure that everything about your lives is coming from the perspective of possibilities. Today's show is absolutely about that. I am so honored and thrilled. I can't tell you. I feel like I'm a little kid in the sandbox, and you know, growing up in the Bronx, having a sandbox would just be a miracle in itself. But Lindsay Wagner is my very special guest here today. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about her, because I can go on for hours to talk about her work, her transformative journey, and much more. You know, she has always been committed, as many of us, to the advancement of human potential and to the dignity of the human spirit. And so her journey is one of magnificence, twists, turns, however you want to look at them, but to bring us all to the place of where we are today. She first came into prominence, and many of us knew her as that iconic portrayal of Jamie Summers in the Emmy Award-winning role, The Bionic Woman, and one of my all-time favorite shows. And yet, if we look at that as a metaphor, and I take a look at what her life, at least what I know about it at this moment, stands for, it really is bionic in many, many ways. When I think about the many things she's done in television and in theater and movies, but more importantly, what she has come out to be a spokesperson for, everything from looking at health and the best way for us to take care of our bodies, to change our perspectives on life, to make sure that we understand the I can in the world that we live in, to speak out against domestic violence, and much more. Now, couple that with her work on spirituality and oneness, her workshops, her CDs, and much more. And now what you have is this beautiful, beautiful, intricate journey of one soul that brings us to this conversation today. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me here today. It's great to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that amazing introduction. Will you go with me everywhere?
You know what? I would so love to do that. If I could become your student, I would totally love to do that. You know, and let's start out with that question. I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show where I was thanking our listeners for their emails and their comments, because I've now started to share my own healing journey. And I wanted to ask you, so many beautifully woven or interwoven threads in your life. So let me ask you a question that I ask everyone. You know, what are some of the challenges, what are some of the obstacles that you, Lindsay Wagner, have had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Wow. That certainly is an essay question.
That's they didn't tell you about me, did they?
No. Well, let's see. You know, in the time that we have to really talk about it, what works to share here, there. One of the things in respect to that is that oftentimes, and I'm sure you've experienced this yourself in your own way, there are dimensions and layers of the same stimuli, the same experiences in our early life, let's say, that seem to kind of represent themselves at the next stage of our evolution for a deeper understanding and a deeper, you know. So a lot of times, you know, I hear people say, well, this happened to me at age 35 or 40, and then I had this big healing crisis, and then it just kind of poofed, and I'm like different, and then here's my thing now. Well, for me, it hasn't really been that distinctive. It was, actually. I had one of those, and I have had many smaller ones, but the mm-hmm. impact of them, I had a physical healing crisis, for example, when I was a kid. When I was 19, it really started my whole journey into the investigation of body, mind, and spirit, into the awakening to that fact, and to what is fact to me, that reality. I had one of those moments then, but I was very young, and so it colored the whole rest of my adult life. Whereas oftentimes that doesn't happen to people until they're well into adulthood, and then they have this huge flip, you know, or epiphany, or awakening, or expanding, or however you want to see it. I had ulcers when I was very young, and the tumultuousness of my family, the family I grew up in, and the domestic violence that we experienced, which was one of my big obstacles of being the child in that circumstance. I was not the battered one in the family. My mother was. And so the children that grow up in that environment, even if they are not abused, have a lot of psychological scars. So that was a big journey for me. And it's a whole lot to talk about.
Yeah.
But suffice it to say that holding everything in was one of my challenges. It was a scary place to express yourself, unless it was something that was always positive, right?
Right.
Because then it might start a problem, and if it starts a problem, you never know where that's going to end up. So for me, speaking my truth was really tough. And certainly you didn't comment on what was going on, or it would just make it worse. And so what I learned about myself when in this healing crisis, that I was blessed to have some extraordinary people come into my life when I was about to be operated on for ulcers at the age of 20, I guess I was almost 20, was the my boyfriend's mother at the time was Carol Hatch, and she worked for Dr. William Hornaday. She was his personal secretary, and he was the co-founder of the Church of Religious Science, which is now the Centers for Spiritual Living.
Yes.
Ernest Holmes'
yes.
work. And so they, Dr. Hornaday and a medical colleague of theirs who was of like mind, and Carol, they came to the hospital, and actually I ended up kind of putting myself in their hands and in their doctor friend's hands, who kept my acute situation at bay. And through learning spiritual mind treatment, meditation, visualization, and self-exploration of what kinds of programs I now carry in our and have the opportunity to transcend or transform or however you want to call that, that was what they were offering me as an alternative to the surgery at that time. Now, mind you, I had extraordinary care by these people and a full-fledged MD who knew exactly what he was doing. So I don't encourage people to just be in a serious crisis like that and just say, well, I'm going to go home and meditate. You know, you need to know what you're doing. You need to have guidance. You need to have, you know, someone overlook you. But and I was just blessed to have that. And, in fact, in 6 weeks, my ulcers were gone.
Amazing.
So I had a real awakening at a very young age and said, okay, there's a lot we're not learning here in mainstream, and certainly not then in the 60s. And it was all this stuff was just starting to kind of come out and bubble up in our culture. And so that began a lifetime of study for me.
That's amazing.
And an avarice appetite for knowing more about it, whether it's naturopathic treatment, you know, homeopathic herbs, diet, and certainly the incredible power of using our mind instead of being used by our mind. So the challenge, one of the challenges in particular, was being able to unravel or dissolve the glue, if you will, that kept me bound to the fear of speaking my truth, which then dictates your behavior completely, and that dictates your manifestation in your life. And what you draw to you, and circumstances you find yourself in, and how did I get that far down the way? And, geez, when I remember in the very beginning I was thinking or feeling this, why didn't I act on that? You know, the fear of causing trouble, the fear of some, you know, retribution in an exaggerated way. And those things just end up coloring the way your relationships go and which ones you stay in and which ones you don't, and both friendships and intimate and everything, you know. So that was one that layers and layers, and as years go on, I find myself every once in a while going, why didn't I say that? You know, what? and you get, you know, you learn to what's intuition that is divinely intelligent to keep your mouth shut here, and what is not speaking as a result of a fear, an old pattern.
Exactly. And, you know, honestly, you know, for me, being a triple Sagittarius, we never know when to shut our mouths in a lot of ways. It's so funny you mention this because every time I do an interview, every time I get before an interview, I have in front of me this book. This is my all-time favorite book. It's a book I pull out. It's called This Thing Called You by Ernest Holmes. And it's my copy of it that's kind of beaten and tattered and pages, you know, folded back. But there's always a message in here about how to shift and change. We're going to take a short break. Lindsay Wagner is joining us here today, everybody. We're talking about just about anything, holistic health, the integration of body, mind, spirit. You're going to hear about her phenomenal workshops that she's doing. We'll probably even talk about food today. Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back, everybody.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Life Shifting with Dr. J is a show about living full out and helping listeners to banish their fears, embrace their dreams, and move with greater ease through the ups and downs of our crazy world. Dr. J's Life Shifting method is all about reinventing and renewing ourselves throughout our lives. Dr. J will have a wide array of entertaining, insightful, and highly credentialed guests who will inspire us with stories of their own life shifts. Listeners will wake up, listen deeply, and reflect about their own lives, and are encouraged to call in and get live coaching from Dr. J and his expert guests who are passionate about helping people reclaim lost vitality. Life Shifting with Dr. J is about heartfelt dialogue, amazing life stories, personal struggles of highly successful people, their journeys, their ups and downs, and their triumphs. Listen in to Life Shifting with Dr. J on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll be inspired and moved to step up to your growing edge and shift your life into high gear. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for the complete show schedule.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And, you know, I am so thrilled. This is a great conversation. And Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us all here today. It's great to connect with you.
Thank you. Likewise.
I wanted to talk about, because, you know, we, and thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I mean, it's very, very powerful. And I think folks can get a better sense of, you know, where you are today in the world. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about is the journey that you've taken to come to this place where you've essentially become a spokesperson and a, and someone that is sharing and helping others understand the power of integration of body, mind, and spirit. Do you believe we are on the verge of a massive awakening, and it will happen quickly, or do you think it's probably more like my journey where, you know, I had to get hit with a 2x4 a couple of times to kind of snap into it?
Well, I do feel that we, as a collective, our human collective, that we are on the verge, or in the midst of, perhaps even is a better way to say it, a collective shift in consciousness, a lifting up. You know, we can look around the world today and look at our species and see just so much what we would interpret as darkness, and there certainly is, but it's really how we look at what's happening. In the breaking down of an old paradigm and the rising of a new one that's coming from a, for lack of a better term, a higher consciousness, because I believe that as human beings today, that's what's happening. And I feel that's why it's so tumultuous. And because any time there is change, we can just relate to our own self, for example. And that applies to us as a whole, as a people. The same thing goes for cultures and everything else. When we go through change, it's confusing, it's uncomfortable, it's triggering, and yet we get to see what's in, what we're actually carrying within us, the kind of lies dormant there, even when, and when we think we get, we think it's not there because nothing's triggered it lately. So when change comes about, all of the stuff starts coming up from its places where it's just kind of laying dormant for the moment. And I believe that as a species, we're going through this shift of consciousness, a raising of consciousness, so that old stuff that no longer is in alignment, old concepts and thoughts and ways of being and seeing oneself and seeing others and seeing how we relate, it doesn't fit the new frequency, the new energy, the new level of consciousness to which I believe that we as a people are expanding. Mm. I don't think that evolution, let's say, works like a constant incline.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, maybe, perhaps it's more of an incline, a raising, and then a plateau, and a maturing in that consciousness level. And then there's this shift again, and then we kind of go up. So it's kind of like stair steps, big, long steps, you know?
Yeah,
and then
that
another shift fast up, and everything's crazy and changing and confusing and painful. And then, you know, if we breathe into it and allow that to happen, pain is a wave. Pain is just like a wave. Suffering is when we hold on to concepts and concretize and try to keep everything the same all the time. That's when we suffer, because we're holding on to what doesn't fit anymore. We're holding on to something that's our life force, the divine or the cosmic life force, however you see that, which is driving this whole life and giving us life, and healing the body constantly when we get out of the way, that force is constantly expanding. The universe is constantly expanding, and we're a part of it, an expression of it. So therefore, we are constantly expanding in these spurts, these growth spurts, and then a maturing and a saturation and an understanding, and then, whoop, another growth spurt. We can't stop that. But when we go through them, we tend to hold on to how we were in that plateau time as who we are.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And when we hang on to that and concretize that or identify so heavily with that, we then begin to suffer because we stop living because the expansion, the raising of consciousness constantly in certain ways is life. Life is action and in motion and movement. And boy, there's some part of us as humans that really resists that. And we just want to be, we think that say, hanging on to what worked a minute ago is going to keep us safe in the next minute.
We really do love to hang on to those stories, though, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, what would we be if we couldn't talk about our job loss or, you know, our bankruptcies and or whatever it is that,
yeah,
you know, is in that last moment? You know, are we, by doing that in a lot of ways, you know, are we then not becoming awake, or let's just say not having a level of awareness, you know, where we can see that next level of growth right there in front of us sometimes?
Yeah, but, you know, I think that's a function, mm-hmm, of thinking that we know who we are.
Oh, right.
Not thinking we know who we are, but, well, yes, saying it another way is identifying with an identity,
right,
that we think is us.
Exactly. Like,
therefore,
my corporate job was who I was for years. Right. I mean, I so identified with it. I mean, I had the T-shirts, you know, go
right
to all the events.
Right.
And then one day it wasn't there anymore.
Right. Right. Whether it's that or being a mother or a housewife, mm-hmm, or, you know, or someone who's rich or someone who is poor or someone who, whatever. It's all of the things that we identify with as who we are, as opposed to being a spontaneous spark of the divine and allowing yourself to breathe into that and experience how much greater than any of those things that we think we are, that we actually are.
Mm. You know, there is one of my favorite quotes is actually your quote. And, you know, I remember reading it, and I don't know exactly where I got it from, but I remember it up until this, you know, very day, how important it is. And one of the things that I know you've said is shift your perspective, experience the difference.
Right.
And I wanted to talk with you a bit about that, because there are many people that are going to listen to this interview. Some people will really get it at, you know, and they say, oh, yeah, that's right, I can do it. And yet, I have it plastered, you know, in some of my mirrors in the house and so places and so forth. Because what I've learned about it is sometimes it sounds easier than it is. Other times it is easier. But I wanted to talk with you about the power of that statement and why this is so important to you.
All of the programs that I do, and by the way, all of my workshops and the programs that I do are based on my personal experience of the reality that when our perspective shifts, our experience of anything and everything we encounter shifts. That our experience of anything in life is a function of our perspective of it, not the thing itself. The way I feel about this moment in time, this thing that approaches me, this person, this, mm-hmm, circumstance, the way I am experiencing that is a function of what programming I had when I encountered it. The experience I'm having did not come to me from that person or that event. My experience of that event came from a perspective that I experienced this phenomenon through. So that's why in in any given circumstance where there's more than one person, 2, 3, 5, 10, 1,000 people experiencing the same event are going to have so many different experiences of that same thing, hear it differently, interpret it differently. And because it is our perspective of it that gives us our experience. And so how do we go about shifting that? That's what got me revved up eventually to start doing programs. Doing my own personal journey, I have had the grace to encounter some extraordinary teachers or counselors or helpers, however, you know, angels I call them, in my life that helped me through my journey through the things that were causing me to suffer. And when I recognized, when I really deeply learned that it was, in fact, how I was perceiving things, we can hear that, but until you've really experienced that a shift in something, it's hard to really grab a hold of that on a deep level.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of have to experience a shift in your perspective. See, and now I'm looking at the same thing, the same person, that same action, the same way he or she said that to me, and I don't feel the same anymore. It's amazing. You know, that is so real to me that. And the techniques, a few techniques that I've come across from some people who taught me. I mean, all of it's been wonderful. But there have been some techniques that exponentially moved me forward and helped me dissolve the anchor to those perspectives. Those anchors to the perspective about myself, the thoughts and feelings of who I think I am, how I think the world works, my relationship with God even, and others. The techniques, EFT, emotional freedom technique, is extraordinary, and it's something that I teach in my workshops. It works so quickly, so fast right now to dislodge. Sometimes it almost feels like it's dissolving the glue that keeps me stuck to that perspective.
Oh, my gosh, that's a great way to actually look at that. And, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about when we come back from break, Lindsay, are the workshops you do, the work you do. One of them, as a matter of fact, well, I want to just share with everyone, when we come back from break, Lindsay and I will talk about some of her upcoming events, especially the work that she's referring to today is profound, Quiet the Mind and Open the Heart. We'll hear more about that. We'll hear more about how you can experience your own shifting of perspective. Because I think, Lindsay, you said it. Boy, until you actually experience it, and then when you do, it's hard to explain. Lindsay Wagner is joining me here today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, get ready to quiet the mind and open the heart. My very special guest, phenomenal individual. Her work is profound. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about what it means to open to oneness. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601. And visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Tune into the Dr. Pat Show on your new day and time, Thursdays starting June 19th from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 to 12 Eastern, for exciting and lively interviews with Dr. Pat Basile on the Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by Lindsay Wagner's joining me here. Great, great conversation. And I'm so thrilled to have her on the show. Before we continue, Lindsay, I want to make sure everybody has your website, because we are going to talk about Quiet the Mind and Open the Heart. And I think the best website is www.lindsaywagnerinternational.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, and we'll make sure we tell all of you about it throughout the show, because there are some upcoming events that you're going to want to know about so that you can participate in a profound experience. And some of the things that we're talking about today actually will manifest during these incredible workshops, 3-day workshop upcoming in August and so forth, and we'll give you some information about that. You know, Lindsay, did you ever think, I mean, I've often been asked this question myself, did you ever think that your life would take some of the turns it's taken, and now you've essentially become a spokesperson for many different platforms, but it all seems to come to this one place that has to do with opening the heart. You know, could you see this growing up, or were you kind of made aware of it along the way?
Oh, when you say growing up, are you talking about age-wise? Are you talking
mentally? You know what? I had a growing-up experience last weekend.
There you go. I'm not sure how to answer that. It's kind of both.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly didn't see myself landing in a lot of places that I landed. Again, what I mentioned earlier in the interview about expressing myself, another layer of that was that I did a lot of the work through film, and I was very comfortable there, and also I had a natural propensity for it, obviously, and rewriting stories and putting the things that I was learning, communicating to people that way through story, through acting, through changing scripts, making, you know, bringing up the deeper message of a script, or taking one that really didn't have it but had an interesting story and making one out of it, you know, that kind of thing. I loved it. That's what excited me about the film industry itself, mm-hmm. The communication part of it. But then, and I wasn't aware that I had another level of fear to get over in speaking my truth until I got out from behind the camera and from behind the script and from behind the characters. And people hear me talk today and they laugh because they say, well, you speak really well and blah, blah, blah. And but you have no idea how hard that was for me initially when I started doing programs. I started doing programs because I found techniques that helped me so much, and I saw that not many people knew about them, and
exactly.
I just thought, these need to get out to the world. So kind of out of that frustration, I just started doing programs myself. People started asking me to do programs with them, and anyway, so I ended up doing that, and kind of became viral, and you know, so here I am doing public programs all the time. But the speaking part of it, not the teaching, not the interacting with the people, as far as like, here, do this, tell me what's hurting you, and then we work more like mm-hmm. a counselor. And that's easy for me. But sitting up there and saying, hi, this is me, this is Lindsay, I'm, you know, and we're going to talk about blah, blah, blah today. It's like, and that whole thing came up of like, you know, well, who am I to say to this? Well, what if they think I'm crazy? Well, what if they think, you know, all of these things came up after all of these years, you know. And
I do know, by the
so
way.
So it was a whole other deeper level of the same issue that came up that I had to deal with. Now, why was I telling you that? What did you ask me?
Well, you know, what we're talking about is, you know, this journey and where it's led you to. And I asked you if you ever thought that you would get to this
place. Oh, yeah, exactly. Never saw myself doing, like, public speaking and whatever, because that was just not my thing and at all. And communicating, yes. But communicating through story, communicating through character, that kind of thing. But just standing up there going, hi, this is me, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing like it used to be when I first started doing this. But occasionally I still think, and Karen and Gina, the people that I work with constantly, they always just laugh at me when I say, I have this feeling. Sometimes it comes up again, and I'll say, I feel like, you know, I'm not sure why I'm the one up there talking. You know, I mean, really, what do I have to say? And they go, "Are you out of your mind? You know,
exactly.
What's the matter with you? Slap, slap, wake up!" You know. but I think also where a lot of that comes from is that I open myself, and when I say myself, again, it goes back to that thing of letting go of your identity, because.
Mm-hmm.
The person that's saying, or the thought or the consciousness that is saying that, you know, having that doubt when you know you've done it before and you know you've helped people and you know people are having extraordinary experiences with it. I mean, after that happens a few times, how could you doubt it? And I know that it is the divine intelligence that's coming through me, that is emanating from me, as it does in with every one of us when we aren't identifying with who we think we are. Because, in fact, we are that, and that's where oneness comes in. We are an expression of the divine here. And we are, because it is the expression of the whole of creation. And we, as individuations of that, express uniquely through what we have as a unique, individuated part of that to express. Mm. And so it's when I think of myself as an I, an independent I, and am in moments of not experiencing my oneness with the whole of creation, my oneness with all people, my oneness with the driving force of this universe, intelligence, God, whatever you call it. When I'm not experiencing my connectedness to it, that's when those kinds of fears and questions come up.
That's separation then.
Yeah, and so, of course, if you're separate, you're going to have doubts about how, you know, what do you have for that other person over there?
I totally get
because
it. I went through that just before talking to you today. I went through the same thing. I was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe this. that I'm actually going to speak with Lindsay Wagner. I mean, you know, I used to stutter as a kid, and I thought, okay, here we go. I hope I could get a sentence out. You know, is she going to like the questions I'm asking? I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's why I have this little book in front of me.
yeah. And that's exactly what we work on in my workshops. The techniques, both the emotional freedom technique, which is kind of like, it's like a really goes right for the issues as you see them, as you identify them in yourself and your responses. And then there's the oneness diksha, which is a flow of a very transformative, beautiful energy that is not labor intensive at all. It's very receptive and passive in just receiving the flow of that energy, which brings about a shift in your chakras. For example, it recalibrates the chakras to work in a better balance that calms that mind down that thinks it's its own thing,
mm-hmm.
that forgets that it's part of the whole, not to the point where you don't experience your individuation and, you know, and the uniqueness of everyone and everything in the creation. You know, you still perceive that, but you are simultaneously experiencing the oneness with it. And that's very powerful because your responses start changing.
Yes.
Your the way you see that, the way you see difficult behavior, unpleasant expressions, or the way you see something that's wonderful. When you feel so connected to that, you can be in joy with that instead of feeling so separate from it and feeling like you don't have that. You can actually experience the joy with, let's say someone's having something go on in their life that's really wonderful and you're in a downswing, according to you, you know. If you feel totally separate, their joy can actually make you feel worse because you are comparing yourself. Your mind is taking over, perceiving that as something you don't have instead of feeling that a part of you is experience, you know, is having this wonderful thing happen to them.
Mm.
When you feel connected, you just automatically feel the joy other people are feeling. So even though you don't have it in your life right now, the feelings of jealousy or envy or, mm-hmm. you know, or comparativeness or, you know, feeling small, it's just you don't feel the separate you and the separate them. You feel connected, and yet you can see that, and it's very clear you don't have it. It'd be pretty nice to have it over here too. But at this moment, I can thoroughly enjoy your success, your whatever wonderful just happened to you, or just, you know.
It's contagious. I mean,
yeah.
in a lot of ways, and so, you know, the work that you do is so needed right now. And I just want to tell everybody that you know, let me give folks a few specifics, Lindsay, if I could. First of all, I just want to remind everyone: if you want to experience this firsthand with Lindsay Wagner, you certainly can do it. I would direct you to our website, LindsayWagnerInternational.com. But you do have an upcoming event in August 12th through the 14th, I believe. That is in Palm Springs, correct?
That's right. Yep, at the Hilton Hotel. We're going to be doing
a 3-day
workshop.
Yeah, so I just want to tell everybody, you don't have to wait like a year to have this experience. You could make this happen now. And if you go to her website, there's lots of information on there as well. And then you have, I believe, a one-day meditation retreat, Women Arising Conference coming up, and that's going to be in October, correct?
Yes, in Sedona, October
8th. Oh, that's beautiful.
8th, 9th, and 10th. We'll be doing a whole day of meditation, silence, and meditation. And if you don't meditate, don't say, oh, gosh, I'm not a good meditator. Don't say that. Because you don't have to know how to do anything. Just I'm just going to kind of set the stage, and we're all going to do it together and just experience this together for a whole day and experience what silence can really can really be about, and just letting the world go and being together on that day. Also, that whole weekend, it's a whole weekend of the whole event is a weekend experience, but I'm going to be doing that one day of silence, and then I'm also going to be doing a speaking thing for one of the, I think that's a dinner.
That's great.
It's a dinner or luncheon thing, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to just tell everybody, if you go to lindsaywagnerinternational.com, go to the events section, and you're going to be able to find lots of information. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I would love for Lindsay to introduce you to her incredible CD, Open to Oneness. We've got lots to talk about, and I know we'll be able to get it in here, so stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I want to just mention, if you've missed any part of this interview, you can get it in its entirety at drpatlive.com, it's our website, or transformationtalkradio.com as well. Lindsay, you, of course, can attend Quiet the Mind and Open the Heart if you go to her website, lindsaywagnerinternational.com. You're going to get information about the August 12th through 14th event in Pot Springs, as well as the October 8th event in Sedona, Arizona, and much more. There's information on her website also. If you want to take a look at some of the things we probably are not going to get to talk about a whole lot today, but if you go, you can also look at her best-selling book, High Road to Help, as well as the CD. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me here today. You know, the CD, Open to Oneness,
yes.
Meditation CD. And since we ended up the last segment talking about meditation, I thought it'd be great to just start here. It seems to be one of the greatest challenges for individuals these days is to not only understand meditation, but to even begin the process. I hear from people all the time that say, this is my greatest challenge to learn how to meditate. You know, talk to us a little bit about that and what the CD has been able to help people with.
Well, one of the things is that I think people think that the word meditation means I will not have any more thoughts if I'm meditating correctly.
That's right.
And who in the world can start there? You know, nobody. Not in the, and So for people who are wanting to get into meditation or feeling that they understand some of the benefits of it but they can't do it, and don't get discouraged, that isn't going to happen for a while. Maybe for some people, maybe you'll snap right into it. Who knows? I don't want to say you can't, but more than likely, it's going to be quite a journey. More than anything is to learn to keep bringing yourself back to the moment. And notice when you're just, learn to notice what's happening. That's a whole conversation, which we don't have time for.
Right.
But the CD I did so that I went into a very deep meditation before I spoke the words in the CD, so that my energy when I was speaking was very calm. And, you know, we are constantly we are little energy balls of energy here doing everything that we're doing. We think we're matter, but it's all energy, right? So where our energy is going to absolutely affect anyone and everything that we encounter. And so when I did the CD, I went into meditation, and when I felt I was ready and really, really quiet, I then, from that place, called on this flow of energy, this oneness energy. It's, you know, everything, even a thought, even an idea of like oneness or love or resentment, those are all energies, those are all frequencies, and they affect us one way or another. So I got very quiet. And then I just said a silent prayer that everyone who would ever hear this CD experience this silence, this oneness, this natural divine love that I'm experiencing in this moment, and feel connected.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that place, I spoke the words, the very simple words. In the beginning of it, I call it an invocation because the desire was to invoke our higher self as we listen to this. And the words are simple. It's, I open to oneness, to causeless peace, joy, creativity, health, and unconditional love. And I am grateful, I am grateful, I am grateful. And I speak those words in the first song, and the whole rest of the music is the whole rest of the CD is music that gets more and more relaxed and then eventually starts getting more and more perky to kind of bring you back. So really it's a matter of, the CD is a matter of just putting it on and either lying back in your chair or lying down or however you want to do it. Close your eyes, surrender your body, just surrender your mind and just open to your higher self to be stimulated by this. And because we can, as I'm sure most of you who know who are listening, what we focus on is going to affect us. If we focus on negativity, we're going to feel more negative. If we focus on positivity, we're going to feel more positive. So in this case, you're resonating with oneness, with all the words that I said, peace, joy, creativity, and the type that doesn't require anything from the outside, the type that exists within us already, that's right here now. But it's all kind of covered up with these funny frequencies of fear and doubt and, you know, the electric waves that we got from our cell phones and the electrical battery things we stick in our ears and, you know, all of the computers and the EMFs, all that kind of stuff. We're, our natural frequency, which holds all these divine frequencies, and I consider love and compassion, all those things to be divine frequencies, you know, this is... They kind of get overridden. It's like static on our television. Get a pure signal, we're just going to emanate it and be happier and experience that from within.
I love it. You know, one of the things that I'm so thrilled, I was so thrilled to be able to speak with you today and just have... really grateful for you to share your message with our listeners. I mean, there's so much that you have really taken on. I mean, everything from domestic violence and looking at women and human potential and so forth, breast cancer. And it's been great to have this conversation with you. And I would love to be able to close today with asking you one last question. You know, what is your personal message for our listeners today? What would you love to leave us with?
You are more beautiful, more amazing than you have any idea that you are. And it is my prayer that you start experiencing that from this moment on.
Mm. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you so much for joining me here today. Anything that you want to say about the upcoming retreat in August?
We'd love to see you there.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's fun, you know. You definitely go through some experiences, but in the environment that we create when we're doing it, it just feels so natural, and it's not scary. You know, people who maybe haven't ever done anything like this before, I've had a lot of people come like that, and they always say, I really was almost didn't come because I was, I just don't do workshops. I don't do this. And I am so glad I came. And it just makes me feel so good that I can create what I think is a safe space. And I think that's a function of because I really care, you know, about the people who show up. And everybody there, we all kind of get in that same energy. People make friends, you know, lifetime friends sometimes by coming to these things as well, because you went through something very powerful together. And sometimes when you go back into your life, it's really nice to have somebody who really understands what you went through.
Totally.
You know, just all kinds of wonderful things happen. You'll have, shifting happens that I couldn't possibly predict because it's unique to you and it's unique to your life. And it's just so much easier. It's so much easier than we kind of think it is, because I just kind of guide you through it. And anyway, I don't know.
Well, I've already called my friends out in Palm Springs because everybody, you know, basically I've got some friends that live there, and so I've already said, okay, you know, I'm on my way. I want to just mention to everybody August 12th, 13th, and 14th, Quiet the Mind and Open the Heart, incredible experiential workshop with Lindsay Wagner. And Lindsay, thank you so much. I am so looking forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and I just want to say one more thing about that
sure.
is that you will go home. You know, one of the things we do is we learn techniques, so you're not going to just come here and have an experience and then go home and say, well, now what do I do with it? You know,
okay.
You will go home with the tools, and I think that's important to know, too.
Well, I've read the testimonials, and, you know, people are going home with a lot more than that. Thank you so much for doing what you do, Lindsay.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful, wonderful summer.
All right, everyone. Lindsay Wagner, I want to make sure you do have the website. You can go to www.lindsaywagnerinternational.com. We're also going to put an event in our event section on Dr. Pat Live and on Transformation Talk Radio, so we're going to be posting these events as well. And remember, everyone, that, you know, this is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You can change your perspective on your life, and we're here to help you in any way we can. And remember, as you move forward, pay something forward. Pay something you heard today. Tell somebody about Lindsay, about her work, about her CD, whatever that is, so that you can, too, open the heart. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Radio to Thrive By. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.